one of the things we see is the Lord is directing or really commissioning him in a way which causes Peter to have to take his eyes off himself and consider the needs of others. This is not about you, Peter. This is about my followers, those that he uses a metaphor are lambs, those that are sheep, and you have a role in helping them, and your restoration is for that purpose. It's not so that you would be great, you would be a leader. No, it's all about the Lord's people. And the focus, I think, on the lambs is, as was already brought out, is the young. And that's often how the Lord, this is a progression, it often takes that step. If the Lord is going to use us, we're not going to stand in front of a group of 5,000 the first time we speak. Probably it's going to be in a very confined area, perhaps in a very small setting with a few, and perhaps much younger than us in the faith. And that's often how the Lord develops gift and has us go forward. As in Peter's case, here's a man who walked with the Lord for over 3 years, and he's starting out with feed the lambs. And that also requires humility, to be willing to do something that perhaps others may think less of. And the metaphor is for our lesson as well.
I may feel like Thomas in the upper room after the resurrection. I cannot say if these questions were asked before I got in here, but the thought that I got as I came in was centered around number three. The three times in which the Lord spoke to Peter. And in this case, we have here three times the Lord asking Peter to do a work. The thought that has just arisen is that he asked Peter to feed the lamb. That is based on the fact that if you love me, if you know me, if you are part of me, feed my lamb. And as we mentioned is that the thought is that the lamb would be classified as young converts, those that have just been brought to the Lord, in a sense. It's like the lamb, the second, to feed the sheep. And as was mentioned too, is that it's a progression. Sheep will remain sheep. A lamb grows to be a sheep, but after sheep is sheep. So whether it's a young lamb or an old sheep, it is still a sheep. So the progression here that I'd like to emphasize is that Peter was given a task to carry on the work of the Lord and to feed the young converts, to stay with them until they are grown, mature, and to keep on growing. We do not reach retirement age in Christianity. So the sheep, middle sheep, and the upper sheep is still sheep. As far as God is concerned, they all need to be fed. We all need to be fed. And we all need to be spend our time in the Word, which is the food that we really are supposed to feed on. The thought that I got in as I came in with regards to the three times was centered around the three denial that Peter had, you know, placed in the Lord when he denied him three times. Peter probably felt that this is what the Lord was aiming at. Why he asked him three times, do you love me? Love me, number one. Do you love me, number two. Do you love me? Number three. Peter was probably concerned that here, why are you asking me three times? Because I denied you three times? Well, we cannot say that because that would be speculation. But from the thought that we have here, we can see that it was playing on Peter's conscience and Peter's emotion also.
Even as we lay emphasis on the responsible side of feed the lambs, shepherd the sheep, feed the sheep, It is contingent, and I think we must keep this in mind. It is totally contingent on the matter of love. The Lord Jesus is seeking something for himself. Really, that's what he's doing in probing Peter. That's what he's doing in probing me, in probing you. What is there for me in you? Lovest thou me? You remember in chapter 6 of John, the feeding of the multitude, at the time there are those who went away from him and followed him no more. And he says to his disciples, will you also go away? Will your love grow cold as well and you become distant from me? Peter himself says, to whom shall we go? You remember when after resurrection he comes to those in Luke and he says to them, do you have anything to eat? They gave him a piece of a broiled fish and a honeycomb. He is seeking something. This is the probing that he's carrying on with Simon, that there might be a genuine response of love from the heart so that ultimately Simon would be able to take up the responsibility of feeding the lambs, shepherding the sheep, feeding the sheep.
I think I could speak louder than these things. The Lord never asks anyone or asks us to do anything without sitting before us himself as a pattern, an example. It said, this is the third time that the Lord have appeared unto them. He presented himself in that scene as the shepherd. He fed and he tend. And what he's telling Peter, I am not asking you to do, because if he told Peter, go and be a fisher of man, well, he knows something about the skill and the ability to fish. But now changing his occupation from a fisherman to a shepherd, he's changing his occupation now. But what he is telling him, look at what I did exactly in those few moments with you, all of you. I fed and I tend. He left us a pattern. It is wonderful when we are going to do something that we always consider how the Lord conducted himself in this situation. He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. And if we want to learn how to shepherd, we need to look at the Lord.